5:30 past 4 o'clock on a Thursday. Thursdays when we generally introduce you to the wine of the week from Tops and Lifestyle. But not today, dear folks, because, well, we're doing something a little bit different. And instead of Eamon Darling, we say hello and welcome to Pranesh Ramotha from Tops and Lifestyle, who is, in fact, a spirits expert. Not the spirits that, you know, that you consult when you want to know what the future holds. Well, maybe you do. But we're talking today about gin. Welcome, Pranesh.
Thanks, Dave. It's good to be here.
And let's launch right into it. What does it take to be a spirits expert? You have to drink a lot.
It takes a lot of tasting, understanding what the alcohols taste like and the stories behind the alcohol as well.
Okay.
Basically, you have to understand the products that you're selling and understand what a customer is looking for. So my actual job there is helping these customers make the right purchasing decisions by the knowledge and information that I pass on to them.
Now, when it comes to gin, there's been a lot of hype around gin, and everyone's got a story to tell. But when it really comes down to facts, is it not just a kind of denatured alcohol with a little bit infusion of flavor from juniper berries and then whatever botanicals you want to add to give it a little spin on top of that?
Not exactly, Dave. So gin, in the beginning, yes, that's what it would have been when they used to make it illegally. However, now gin has exploded into the market and they've gone a lot of crafted ways using proper botanicals. And how you'd describe a good gin from one that's terrible, like how you described it.
No, I wasn't saying it's terrible. I'm just saying that it's like, you know, there's a lot of hype about gin, but really at the baseline, the alcohol's the same.
Not really.
Okay.
An average gin would have some sort of citrus flavors in there, and then now you've got these crafted gins that are coming out with all these botanicals that they use in, like they use the buku plant, they've used rooibos, and that's just bringing out a whole different range of flavors in gin.
But how many of them actually distill the liquor, the alcohol? Because, and what I was getting to with my previous comment was that the alcohol tends to be almost generic, and very few of the so-called craft manufacturers of, well, I mustn't say manufacturers, I was craft blenders of gin, just simply buy in the alcohol and then add their particular mix of botanicals and then bottle it with a special label. And that's, it's very lovely, but it's bottom line. As opposed to, for example, whiskey, which is, you know, each distiller has a particular recipe. I'm talking about the good ones. And they have very different profiles. I'm just interested to know because maybe I'm completely mistaken.
So, with whiskey and like brandy, for instance, there's fermentation process which helps you create the alcohol. With a white spirit, there's no fermentation process there because you're using the botanicals to add flavor to it. So you have to use a base spirit that's being used. But they still distill a lot of the botanicals differently. Like for instance, the Durban Lifestyle Gin, which is what we're going to talk about more today, they actually distill the botanicals individually and then the infusion is done. Rather than doing the distillation process with an infusion done before the distillation.
Okay. So it's as meticulous a craft as any other when it comes to the top end, just a slightly different approach in the sense that they're not necessarily manufacturing the base alcohol, but they are certainly refining it.
Yes, they're certainly refining the product.
So tell us about the Durban, what is it called? Durban?
So it's the Durban Lifestyle Gin.
That's the one. What are we talking about here?
Well, firstly, what you need to know there is that it's a gin that's exclusively produced for Topset Lifestyle Center in Ballito. So it's only available at our store.
Wow.
It was the first collaboration between a distiller in South Africa and a retail supplier, a retail store. The store went through a process of tasting multiple different gins and they selected this one as the one for our store because it goes with our KZN climate that we have. Yeah, the summer, the warmer conditions. What they've done to this gin is they've used bitter and sweet orange peels, and they distilled these two botanicals individually, and then they've put the infusion together, which makes the gin a lot more softer and easier to drink. So somewhat like you can actually sip on this gin without a mixer, and you can mix it with almost anything. Our actual preferred mix on it there that goes very well together is with fresh orange juice. So fresh squeezed orange juice, but you could drink it with almost any mixer that you find on the shelf, and it actually goes very well with it.
And what sort of price point are we talking?
It's R379.99.
Okay. So it would make a lovely gift for someone that wants to take something unique from Balito with them, if they're wandering the world, as many are, you know, those that are fortunate enough to be globe-trotting, that pop into this part of the country. Or if you're up from or down from Gauteng and you want to go home and boast up to your friends, look where we've been. Lovely gift to bring them, hey? But if you're just enjoying life the Balito way, I would imagine that it's a perfect addition to whatever you've got on your home bar selection right now. How popular has it been?
Well, it's been very popular. It's new to a lot of people that actually come into the store, and the craze behind it is that when you purchase something as unique as this, because you get it at just our store, so nowhere else in South Africa or around the world are you going to be able to actually purchase this gin. And the fact that people, after they've tasted it, they tend to see how good the gin is and how different it is from all the other gins that's on the shelf. All gins are different in their own way, and this one is really special because it's a lot of people don't really like gin because of the bitterness that comes from the juniper berry. But with this gin, what has happened is they've lightened the juniper note and they've strengthened the orange note in there. So that orange zest that comes in with this gin, yeah, just makes it perfect for drinking.
Okay. Now, you are famous at Tops of Lifestyle for your tasting sessions. Is the gin going to be available for tasting at any time soon?
Yes, it is. We did a tasting today from 2 to 4 because obviously today is International Gin and Tonic Day. And tomorrow it is on tasting again from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Wow. So your opportunity to try before you buy, which makes a lot of sense. And my very special guest, Pranesh Ramotha, he is the expert. And you'll be in store tomorrow if anyone wants to talk to you.
I will actually be doing the tasting as well, Dave.
Perfect opportunity to meet Pranesh, find out more about gin and the spirits in general. And there's a vast selection at Tops at Lifestyle, which makes it very, very exciting. And there's also a competition running at the moment. Tell us about that.
Yes, there is, Dave. So the competition is on a whiskey product. It's the Glenmorangie 10-year-old. And the prize is a Flex Tech golf bag valued at 5,000 Rand. And it's very easy for the people to actually enter that competition. Come in store, purchase a bottle of Glenmorangie 10-year-old. Fill in your details on the back of your till slip and put in the entry box in store. The more entries you put in there, the better the chances of you winning that wonderful gift.
And it certainly is a marvelous gift. Even if you're not a golfer, apparently there's going to be a little bit of something inside the golf bag that's not necessarily golfing related, but it makes it a prize that everyone looks forward to winning.
Yes.
And there it is. We leave it for today in the hands of my very special guest, Pranesh Ramotha from Tops at Lifestyle. He is the spirits expert at the store, and they're tasting that very special Durban Lifestyle gin, unique to Tops at Lifestyle. Tomorrow, between 2 and 4, pop along and enjoy, and then buy lots because it's a great talking point, fabulous gift, and Christmas is coming. You want to avoid the rush. Thanks, Pravesh. We'll see you very soon again, I'm sure, when we start tasting the single malt scotches, and then we'll get together and we'll have a drink or two, just, you know, because that's the way. Life, the Balito way, as they say. And the afternoon show continues. Here's Ava Max.